You're listening to SBS News.
Jason Fong's parents were both survivors of the Stolen Generations. He says their trauma lives on to this day.
The trauma that happened with my mother created a whole, is the way I got brought up from Stolen Generation. With a Stolen Generation mother and father, it's going to have, they were still traumatised. So isn't it any wonder why I wasn't traumatised a bit as a kid as well?
Children of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders were removed from their families by Australian federal and state government agencies and church missions with the intention of assimilating them into white Australian culture. Official government estimates are that in certain regions, between 1 in 10 and 1 in 3 Indigenous Australian children were forcibly taken from their families and communities between 1910 and 1970. Kutcher Edwards is a Mutti Mutti man and an Indigenous Australian singer and songwriter. He's also a survivor of the Stolen Generations, having been removed from his parents at the age of just 18 months. He's been looking back at the history of Sorry Day, which marks the anniversary of the Bringing Them Home report being tabled in Parliament in 1997, recommending funding to help with the consequences of the removals. It also recommended a formal apology be made, but that didn't happen until 2008, when then Prime Minister Kevin Rudd said sorry. Kutcher Edwards told NITV Radio that Mr. Rudd was right to make the apology, but its effect was lessened by the fact that the federal government continued to operate the controversial Northern Territory intervention, which was strongly criticised by Indigenous leaders and the Human Rights Commission.
So he had the conscience to do so. But in the same breath, in apologising, he kept the intervention rolling in the Northern Territory. His actions spoke louder than his words.
The federal government says National Sorry Day acknowledges and raises awareness of the history and continued effect of the forced removal of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. The Healing Foundation is a national Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander organisation that partners with communities to address the ongoing trauma caused by actions like the forced removal of children from their families. It's asking Australians to consider what they can do to contribute to the healing of the nation. Kutcher Edwards says a good start is acknowledging the land on which people live and work.
Be courteous. Just be courteous and be respectful and acknowledge where you are standing in the moment you are standing on Aboriginal land.
Yeah,
and acknowledge
definitely.
That. Just because the town's called, let's say, Coburg, what was it called before it was Coburg? Or Melbourne. What was the town called before it was Melbourne? Understand that, yeah, you're on Wurundjeri country in Melbourne. People need to understand that and respect that.
But at rallies in Sydney and Melbourne on Sorry Day, there have been calls to address the rates of child removals still happening in Australian communities. The rates of First Nations child removals is 11 times the rate of non-Indigenous children. John Leher is the CEO of ABSEC, the New South Wales Aboriginal Child and Family Peak Organisation.
Definitely not a thing of the past. It is an ongoing issue and it needs serious attention. It is a national disgrace that this continues to happen.
He says the number of children being removed is expected to double in the next 5 to 10 years.
Enough's enough, and we need to stop and prevent the next generation of children being stolen or removed from their families. It really is about us asking the government and everybody to take some time to really invest in addressing and preventing the kids from being removed in the first place.
Another ongoing issue is the call for an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voice to be heard in Parliament and for that to be enshrined in the Constitution. Dean Parkin is Director of From the Heart.
Now is the time to put the voice to a referendum. A voice to Parliament enshrined in the Constitution won't just be a unifying moment for our nation, but will deliver real results to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people on the ground. From health to education outcomes, it is time that we listen to the experts on the ground and bring their voices to these challenges.
For Kutcher Edwards, that lack of a voice as a child and now as an adult means he feels an outsider.
All I ever wanted, or even to this day, all I've ever wanted is to belong. And if you're not you don't have that feeling of belonging and you're always searching for acceptance, well then, yeah, I just think it's a nice ideology, but it's not a reality.
Alan Lee, SBS News.